Good morning. This is a test for Atif Nasar. Can you hear us? Would you signal?
Yes, it's up here.
Excellent. That's a member of the of this review team who was not able to attend physically. So, good morning, welcome everybody. This is the meeting of the Security, Stability and Resiliency of the DNS Review Team of ICANN. This is our second, this is the review team's second meeting. The first one took place in Cartagena, Colombia, in December 2010. This part of the meeting, from 9 to 10 a.m. Local time in San Francisco, California, is devoted to public comment. It's designed to obtain input from the community about tasks that the review team has to perform, about the sources of input, and anything else that the community thinks that this review team should engage in. From 10 on, the meeting will remain open, but it's not anymore designed for this purpose of input collection from the community. We might, however, entertain some interventions if, at given times. This is going to be after 10 a.m. It's going to be very much an organizational meeting, a meeting to plan the work of the review team in great detail. We foresee that we will make explicit lists of tasks and divide them among the members of the group. Probably the teams that are formed will meet separately in this room to go into further detail with their tasks. And at the end of that, we will most likely come back together and discuss the sub-team's work and do a bit more of our collective planning. At the end of the day, we expect to have a fairly detailed work breakdown structure, not necessarily very formalized, but clear for the team members to go forward on their tasks. And we will try to compress the schedules in such a way that by the next ICANN meeting, which is in a relatively short time, in June in Singapore, we will have done significant work and put it out for comment in the community so that we can also have community feedback on that piece of work. So, having said that, I don't know if there's two things I think are good to do. One of them is for the review team members present to introduce themselves. And the other one is to very quickly, after that, go over a slide presentation about the work that has already been going on. So would you mind introducing yourselves, starting here from my right, from Paul Macapetris? Could you just introduce yourselves?
One of the independent experts.
My name is Chetan Lee, work for Cynic Dossian, also a SEC member.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anders Rafting, coming from the Swedish Post and Telecom Agency, working with stability and resiliency security issues there.
Alejandro Pisanti, I said before.
Andre Rigoni from GCSEC Foundation, independent expert.
Bill Manning from RSEC.
Hartmut Glaser from Brazil.
Rodney Jaffe from CCNSO.
Simon McKellar from CCNSO.
Andre Philip from CCNSO.
Martin Hennigan, Akamai Technologies in the SEC.
And we have Atif. Could you introduce yourself?
Yes, this is Atif. I'm from Urdu Internet Society Pakistan.
Thank you very much. And we are missing a couple of team members who have assured us of their arrival. They are in the meeting, and they'll be here in a second. As you know, the review team has as a mandate, the mandate of this review team comes from the affirmation of commitments from the collaboration document between ICANN and the U.S. government. It's formed by 12 representatives of the supporting organizations or advisory committees of ICANN, 3 independent experts, and 2 designated nominees who are designated by the chair of the GAC and by the CEO of ICANN. Its terms of reference broadly have been made public. We made a more detailed analysis and documented terms of reference for our work in December. All of this is on our public wiki. We invite you cordially to look into these documents and contribute to what we have to do in ways that I will go into more detail in a few minutes. Next one. There's a call open for public comment, which is on the slide. I hope the people who are attending this remotely are able to go into that. In some detail, it has been out since February 21. Here I would like to make a comment also to the review team members. We continue to enrich this document to make it sharper, more complete. I decided that finally not to publish the new version because it would restart the clock of 45 days. And the balance between what we would gain from that and the fact of restarting the clock and creating some confusion in the community as to now what's the document out for public comment seemed unfavorable. We will be having to work dynamically and frequently make decisions on what's going on during these comment periods. But at this point, since the meeting was imminent, I made the judgment call that it was better to stick what we had and expect some public comment coming from that than creating more confusion and actually delaying and reducing the input. This remains open until April 6, and I will go now through its contents, which are basically the set of issues which we are calling for which we are calling for public comment. We are looking to do the work of this review team with maximum breadth and at the same time the maximum sharpness we can. These are, of course, two contradictory measures for any human endeavor, for anything that has to be done with a limited number of people in a limited number of time, and particularly for a review team like this one, where everybody is doing the work on volunteer time and not as a full-time job. So we're asking for the community, like those present here and those who have been reading and interacting with these documents remotely, existing analysis of the impact of ICANN's responsibilities as stated in the bylaws and related documents on the stability, security, and resilience of the DNS. Opinions and knowledge on the limitations of the scope of ICANN's responsibilities. That is, we're not only looking for what's within ICANN's mandate, but also to make sure that since this is a limited mandate, the fact that it's limited has or not an impact on ICANN's ability to fulfill those responsibilities. Next. We are also looking for some more time-dependent stuff, so to call it, which is opinion on the DNS cert proposal, which was made a few meetings ago, and on the need to coordinate and support from different sources the detection and management of attacks and incidents related to the DNS. We are very interested in experiences, difficulties, unexpected advantages, and lessons learned in the implementation of DNSSEC. This is an emerging field of knowledge, those who attended the NSSEC workshop yesterday, for example, and people who are in better knowledge, like those who actually present statements during that one, know that their new uses are being found for the DNS under the NSSEC or for the NSSEC itself, and there's an experience now of what troubles it causes, what indirect effects it causes, and so forth. Next, we are looking, I would say avidly, for sources, especially sources we may not know of risk analysis for the DNS, contingency planning, business continuing planning, and related work for the DNS. Here, it's also important to say that the DNS is deliberately defined in a very vague way. It's not defined, and the scope of this work in the DNS is not defined openly or explicitly, because we are aiming to put a limit on the scope, a boundary on the scope of the work at some point during today, for example. But we still don't think that we should tie our hands and by accident deliberately end up leaving something out which would be important. So it's important for us that if someone knows that there are some skeletons in some closet, in some forlorn house on the hill that we're not looking at, do point at them. As well as the analysis, it's not only the risks or the threats and their management or the management frameworks, but the sources for analysis that could be useful. We are looking for original solutions that have been proposed to increase the stability, security, and resilience of the DNS at the protocol level, including the design itself of the root server system. The question that has been made that and maybe needs to be made again here is, for example, whether 13 servers and the Anycast structure that's in operation now are a robust enough design for the present day demands on the internet and on the DNS. We're calling for knowledge and opinion on the processes used by the DNS users and particularly the operators to guarantee that the risk analysis related to the DNS is comprehensive and kept up to date. For analysis of the relationships of ICANN with the parties, what are called the contracted parties, I don't like this term very much because it suggests more like cramps than contracts, but analysis of the relationship of ICANN with the parties with which it holds contracts for running the DNS, like registries and registrars, as well as others like the CCTLDs, root server operators, etc. Some of the CCTLDs have accountability frameworks and similar formal relationships with ICANN, some don't. So we're looking for these vital parts of the system who do not have a contract or any other formal binding to ICANN operations or policy development. To the involvement, present or possible, of non-ICANN entities in the design, implementation, operation, and evolution of the DNS, and particularly from our point of view, the potential impact of that involvement on the stability, security, and resilience of the DNS. And that's the last one, no? Yep. And solutions and proposals on root server governance, including transparency, accountability, measurements of security and performance, policies, accessibility, and the opportunity to have more root server operators, which again, as you can see here, we are already reflecting views from the community that have been expressed from time to time, and some of them recently. So we would like to, for our work, to be completely open to these things without prejudice and without bias, and then be able to recommend ways in which ICANN can take them into consideration if they do carry some significant weight to improve the way it can comply with its obligations for stability, security, and resilience. We are therefore also looking for studies of information opinion or informed opinion related to the large-scale risks that can alter the environment of the DNS, and indicators, metrics, or harbingers, forward coming signaling, canaries in the mine, for these risks, and including models and frameworks to measure the security, stability, and resilience of the DNS as a system. So that's the, let's say, what we have had out on the call. I hope some of you have read it previously. I hope also some of the people who are attending or listening to this remotely have been preparing some input for that. And we will be very glad now to hear from you here. I would say that unless other committee members are itching to catch the microphone, that this is the time where we will first have the community listen. This has only meant to sort of give a framework to what we're looking for. So if there are any speakers among the audience who want to address some of these issues or any that we have missed, you are not only you're welcome, we're eager to hear from you. We only ask you for you to introduce yourselves before you speak. And the floor is open.
Good morning. My name is Antoine Verschuren. I work for SIDN.
Can you repeat your name?
Antoine Verschuren. I have a remark that has been clear to me since, well, some time already, and that is that in the current framework, ICANN and the registrars only have a contractual relationship when there are matters of administrative stuff that registrars are supposed to do on behalf of registrants to the registry. With the implementation of DNSSEC, it came to our mind that in the current framework, where there is a registry, registrar, registrant, administrative channel, this is no longer enough to do everything that is needed to maintain domains, especially with DNSSEC. There are some players missing in that chain, especially DNS operators. There are resellers in the chain, and the responsibility of what should be in a zone cannot be placed in the hands of the registrars, but also not in the registrants. What I'm actually saying is there should be a relationship within ICANN that addresses the technical responsibility of the zone in the DNS. So we should acknowledge that something like a DNS operator is an entity in the chain which is not always the registrar or the registrant.
Thank you very much.
To add something to this, especially now with DNSSEC, and when a DNSSEC signed domain needs to be transferred from one DNS operator to another DNS operator, with the current framework, this is hardly solvable.
That's a very important point. Thank you. And I have a hand there.
Good morning. My name is Bart Gijssen from TNO. I have a rather general question to you as a group. As you mentioned just earlier, the scope of your work is rather wide. And I've also been following, for example, the HSTLD working group. And they also had a rather wide and unclear question laid in front of them. And they were asked to think something of that. Do you, as a group, feel confident with having a rather broad scope that you're looking into? And if so, what are your prognoses? What will you deliver in the end?
I don't know if some of the team members would like to reply to this. Simon McCalla.
Hi, Bart. Thank you. I think it's a really good question. I think, and some of us have been discussing this week, I think there's two things. One is it's important for us, and particularly today, and it's something we're all going to be focusing on, is clarifying exactly the work we're going to try and achieve. I think one of the I also sat on the HSTLD group for a while and understand why that was challenging, because I think one of their struggles was understanding exactly what their remit was from the off. I think that's something we'll be focusing on today. But also, secondly, I think as part of our recommendations, I don't think it's an issue if we are to say further study is required in order to carry this on. You know, we don't have to try and solve the entire world's problems in the first year, if that makes sense. So I think it's about being clear about what we are going to try and tackle, making sure that we understand what that is, and also making sure that we say this is where we're going to need to do further work, or a following group may need to do further work.
Any other comments here as a reply?
Personally, I think that sums it up pretty well. We are uncomfortable with a mandate that is too broad. We are faced, I mean, as any review team, look at it as an audit, look at it as a more political review, whatever layer you look at, we will need to cut the scope to a reasonable size. We haven't come out with, it was not the first thing we did. We put out this request for comments in a very broad manner, in order also to be able to know what are the concerns of the community, not only the, let's say, the more specialized ones among us, which also may be biased by pertinence to, by belonging to one group or another in the community. And let's say we know that the scope also has to be defined both in depth and in extent. That is, how much detail do you want wherever you go, as well as how far you go, and by layers of analysis from the more technical operations to the more, to the broader, let's say, political kind of risk or the large disaster kind of risk. What seems more possible, but I would be, I mean, this is starting a discussion already for the group, is it doesn't seem possible in a reasonable amount of time and with reasonable consumption of our resources, including our personal availability for this, is to look at everything everywhere, or to make a systematic audit where we start with, you know, going to large registrars and to small CCTLDs the same way, with a kind of COBRA or Octave kind of questionnaire, and expecting to get a response in any time, and then expecting to be analyzing a few thousands of those, then find that we are still missing important information from the large scale or systemic point of view, and going on forever. So I can only tell you that we will be discussing today, and you're welcome to witness this, and your comments will always be valuable, to delimit our scope, but it seems that we will be more like digging in after things that are evidently of significance, and looking broadly at things in a lot less depth. Let's say we don't know where, no one can say he knows or she knows where all the skeletons are hidden, where all the corpses are buried, so to use these colorful American expressions from film. But some of the people in this team do know where their grouping or the groupings they relate to, let's say CCTLD managers know what hurts them in the IANA function or in the ESSAC and so forth. So we'll have some finger pointing across to each other, and that should give us enough to go on and still keep it sharp and doable within around a year's time. Bill Manning?
It's important to recognize that we cannot freeze the threat or risk landscape as it is today and then evaluate it over the term of our appointment, which is a 3-year period. So we're in a fluid and dynamic environment, and so it won't be perfect. Hopefully we'll be able to identify the high value returns that, so we can make recommendations to ICANN on how to respond, but we won't get them all. And that's why the affirmation of commitments and these review teams are periodic. There will be people coming after us.
So thanks. As you see, that's an important question. We're glad to have it because we are asking it ourselves, and we're glad to have on record that the community cares about this too. Other participations, we'll be very glad. Is there anything on the remote participation? Here. No, thank you. And Atif Nassar, do you have any comments since we're not seeing you here? I don't know if you have any.
Actually, I agree with the update that is going on, and I don't have any comments right now.
Thank you. Other comments in the audience? Well, from the review team. Okay, so I think knowing the size of the task, what we should do now is to start discussing the work of the team, start the part of our session that was intended to start at 10 a.m. at the risk of not having Jeff Brueggemann still present. I think he was planning to arrive at 10 a.m. You here? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry for that. I didn't see. I had noticed your absence at signaling level. So correct. And Ms. Alice Munyua has arrived, so I think that everybody that can attend is here. So I think for the best use of our time is to dig into our task. I don't know if the physical format in which we are seated is conducive for that, or we should sort of sit just quickly craft a U-shape or a working table format. Everybody is welcome to remain, since this is an open meeting. And if someone else arrives before 10 with public comment, we'll certainly listen to that, if you all agree. Let's just find a way to physically be in a better, position. That's a 5-minute break of discussion, not of work, because the work is to rearrange the room. Physiology respected, of course.